Welcome to the Stay Tuned Podcast.
No, I'm lying.
I was like, you just
I love how we're like, you're like, nah.
Nah. New plan. New plan. Start a new one.
Okay, so you want to know anything else from a girl's perspective? Because you heard a lot about having a roster, but
I want to know a million things from a girl's perspective.
I know there's other things you want to know.
100%.
Okay, usually if you're a group of girls, when y'all go to the bathroom, you're definitely talking about some guys that you like at a party or event or something. I've at least been able to figure this out.
Yeah, for sure.
After y'all leave the bath, like, how do y'all gas the other girl up to get with that guy or not get with that guy? Like, even if it's like, they're like, nah, don't fuck with that guy. Like, that guy's being kind of creepy with you right now. Like,
great question.
X him off. Like, after y'all leave the bathroom, how do y'all handle the situation with, like, body language? Like, is it body language? Do y'all say something before? Do y'all run plays?
No, is that even thought through?
Is there a chicken there with a whiteboard just running plays?
Yo, I think there is.
There
should be a whiteboard in every girl's bathroom.
That'd be hilarious. That's a skit right there.
They're kind of like, there is like a, spiritual whiteboard in the bathroom for sure. Because once you go into the bathroom, you're all friends. Like, it's not like whoever you go in with, like whoever's in there, now you're friends.
Right.
If you're in the bathroom, you're friends.
Right.
That's so great.
Yeah, like it is. The bathroom at a bar is, when you're a girl, is seriously the most uplifting place in the entire world.
I hear that all the time.
Because you'll kill it. But
I would have never guessed that.
I hear that all the time, though. That's so great.
It really is. Like, girls are usually pretty mean to each other, I think. But when you go into that bathroom, it's a whole different world.
It's love.
But when a girl, it's not like about body language. Like, when you're at a bar or whatever, it's just like real forceful. Like, if a guy's hitting on my friend, I will straight up just like move myself in between them and cut him off.
But
my friends will do the same thing. Like, you just have to do it. Like,
yeah.
You just gotta cut it off. There's no like easing out of it. Just do it.
So that's the negative case. But what about the positive case where the girl actually does like the guy and like, ooh, y'all cute together, blah, 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 blah. Like,
no, I would, like, if I was out and my friend liked the guy, I would just go up to the guy and be like, look how cute my friend is. Isn't she so cute? Like, come with me. Let's go talk to her. She's so cute. She's so smart.
What, you wingman for your friends like that? That's amazing.
Oh,
I don't think a lot of girls do that, or I've personally never seen
that. Oh, no. I do all the time. Girls do that for each other.
That's amazing. I guess that's true. Dang. Something recently happened to me a month ago where a sister actually, like, hooked me up with her sister. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That was the first time it had ever happened, though. But I was still just shocked. I felt like I was 13 again, to be honest. I was like, what?
Whoa, like, hold up. You never been on defense like that.
Yeah, I've never been on defense like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
I always
Dylan put me
in
one of her
offense.
Friends before.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's so pure.
Dylan put me in one of her friends before.
Naive. I don't know if it's pure.
Yeah, You need to go out in Indianapolis. I'll hook you up. I'll wing woman for you.
I already got people in the area, but I'm down to meet more. You know what I'm saying? Just be so
always be down. Diversify
we'll
your portfolio.
The female whiteboard bathroom treatment. We got it.
For dudes?
The whole game
plan.
Yeah.
Guys,
you're about to hype.
Alright, so this is how it goes down every single time. This is like 99% of men. Everybody is taking a piss at a urinal. One dude drunkenly walks in. He's like, yo, I'm about to smash tonight, bro. And then the other guy's like, yo, bang. And then he's like, yo, do you need a condom? He's like, nah, I got this. The guy just, both guys leave the bathroom without their hands being washed. That's the end.
Ew.
That's the end. That's the end of it.
Men are
my favorite
gross.
Is, nah, I got this. My favorite is,
every
nah,
time,
I got
every
this.
Time,
what do you got?
99% of men. Like,
oh
no,
God,
it is.
I'm disgusted.
I'm not saying I'm part of the 99%. I'm just saying I have noticed the majority of my
We've been at the urinal.
So much problematic shit. We have. There is actual podcasts worth of audio that we have never put out because
from
like,
last podcast,
literally the last podcast, him, me, and
the whole podcast
last week, we were like, we can't talk about any of this.
They are the best stories. They're 100% the best stories.
But they're good to us because everybody understands the context to them. But like, for example, like me and Sterling came back from Rolling Loud in Miami, and that was just a wild weekend. And like, everything that we talked about like sounded like a movie, but if two guys are explaining that, it's douchey. Like, it's just so douchey.
If you tell stories, like, I want to hear your stories. Like, I'll listen to that. But I don't give a shit what you think.
Oh, our stories are incriminating, though. Like,
but they're funny. They're hilarious.
They're incriminating, though. Like,
those are the best ones.
Like, you're a
those
lawyer,
are the best ones.
You know, if I get caught up on this, like, I go to jail.
You know what? You brought me on for the first time first girl to be on here. You can also bring me on as your legal counsel after I pass the bar exam in July.
Hey, I like that. So
it'd be good.
I'll take care of it.
Hell yeah. That's beautiful.
It's okay.
I'm about to
it's
get into
okay.
some fuck shit now. Thank you, Dylan.
No.
Don't.
I'm not saying go do illegal things. I'll fix it. Don't worry. But
I trust you're a good lawyer. I think you can.
Dog, I'm about to get like into so much illegal shit now. Now I know. Now I know I'm safe. Okay.
No. I'm gonna break all the laws.
At work.
We gotta test how good you are, so I'm doing this for you.
No bull. We're making you better.
You know
you. Wow. We're making you better. We getting your name
I'll
out there.
I'll be your OJ.
Oh my God. You know what? Do you guys wanna talk about OJ? Have you watched the whole OJ thing? This is kind of a good topic. I have a controversial take on it.
Oh, yeah, OJ? Let's get into this. We've talked about OJ actually a lot.
I would love to talk about OJ.
It's insane. Let's do it. We talk about him like every other episode, but he's a weird icon on this podcast.
Yeah,
he is an icon
on this podcast. I wanna know if you think he's guilty or not.
I think he's guilty of being Khloe Kardashian's dad.
100%.
I think Chris was smashing during the whole like murder scene in between because Robert Kardashian was, an associate lawyer at the time. I think my man's was busting. But in terms of the murder itself, I think that he did it and he told us the whole time.
No? Yeah. No way. He didn't.
You don't think he did it? Wait, hold up.
I know.
Why don't you think he did it?
Let her talk. I want to know too.
I knew you were going to think this is crazy. I do. I actually know a lot of things because I'm obsessed with true crime. And, so obviously, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Like, the glove didn't even fit.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, well, also, they were killed with knives, like chef level knives, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what OJ's son was?
He's a chef.
Were his knives missing out of his locker? Also, yes. Right after that. Right when he got back in the Bronco, like right before he got taken in, the last person he talked to was his son.
You think he was covering for his son?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because they have like a partial DNA match, not a full DNA match. So that would make sense that it was his son. It would also make sense because the person who did it used chef's knives. And the night that it happened, so the whole family, like after a recital, was supposed to go to the restaurant where his son worked because he had like a special chef's table set out for him. And then Nicole uninvited OJ and they went to a different restaurant. She completely dissed his, like, he set up this whole chef's table thing at the restaurant he worked at.
And you think
whatever.
The son got salty because Nicole didn't want to come to his restaurant?
Well, not because of that, but like the way she had treated OJ, that she just like, she was like creating such this bad image for him. And I think, like, the things line up. The partial DNA match, the glove didn't fit, the chef's knife is what was used to kill them. His chef's knife were missing.
I'm Googling OJ's son's hands as
OJ's son's hands. I don't know if that's enough motivation for you to butcher two people like
but
that.
But the way Nicole had made him out to be, it turned him into, like, such a monster in the media and with the entire world with all of her, like, I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't a monster. If you're a child, you don't want to believe that about your parent. You don't believe that about your parent.
100%.
You kind of ride for your blood parent.
There's still a huge jump to murdering people, especially how violent that was. And I think that type of violence goes hand in hand with extreme CTE. Because that's what you see with situations like Chris Benoit and Aaron Hernandez and Ray Lewis, allegedly. And just, it is, you see like extreme, and especially countless... There's countless cases of NFL players and wrestlers that beat the fuck out of their wives and shit like that. And it's a certain type of violence that I think only comes with CTE. And
but also,
pushing to people like that kind of goes hand in hand with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's another thing. Every time OJ had done something to Nicole, it was with his hands. He manually did it. Every time. And he could have strangled her with his bare hands, right? But this woman was butchered, 100%. Right? If he was going to kill her, he would just fucking strangle her, right? It makes sense.
There's another guy there too.
Yeah, but it takes a long time. Don't ask me how I know this information. It takes a decently long time to strangle somebody to kill.
You can strangle somebody in like a minute.
But that's your wife. Like, you know what I mean? That's intense.
Ex-wife.
Like, that emotionally, that's a lot to go through as opposed to, just knifing somebody from the back real quick and running off.
But that plays to him not doing it. To OJ not doing it, that it was the son.
I think it's easier to emotionally detach yourself by knifing somebody in the back than strangling somebody. So because of that, I feel like OJ would actually stab somebody. Like, he would prefer, I don't know what OJ wants, but like, I feel like it would be easier to emotionally detach yourself by stabbing somebody in the back. Thus, OJ would be a little bit more likely to do it, but I don't know. I really don't.
See, I think the opposite. I think either stabbing somebody or choking somebody, you both have to be like really emotionally attached to that, because you stabbing somebody, it's that's a lot. And I think that you have to be, I think you have to be too emotionally attached to either one of those two for the sun to be on the one.
All right, y'all. I just sent both of you a picture of this sun's hands. I'm not gonna lie, they look mad big. I don't know if it matches the glove. The glove was kind of small.
Wait, his sun is beige,
yeah, right?
Hold on, let me look at OJ's.
I'm looking at this glove. It is kind of loose on OJ's wrist. Wait, okay. When the glove didn't fit, was the glove too small?
Yeah, the glove was too small. You couldn't fit his hand in it.
Never mind.
But who's to say the glove was even on a hand when it was being?
That's true.
Someone.
He could have been wiping part of his DNA off on the hand, or might have brushed it or something. I don't know.
I'll have to find the link to the podcast that I listened to that like talked about it. But I'm in the firm camp that he didn't do it.
Oh, did you guys fucking see the interview with OJ? And he was talking to a reporter, and the reporter had him go through what he would do if he was in that situation, like hypothetically.
Yeah,
not him.
Before it happened.
Yeah, like what would happen? And he literally described exactly how the evidence lined up.
We talked about this on the previous podcast.
Yeah, we did. That's what I'm asking Dylan specifically. And it matched up with evidence that wasn't even public yet, even to OJ.
I don't know.
Especially the way he started talking about it, because halfway through the story, he stopped talking about it in a hypothetical sense, and he started talking.
After you showed me that video, I thought OJ did it. Like, but otherwise, I was on the fence the whole time.
I was too. The video,
yeah. But once you showed me that, I was like, he might have did it. That's crazy.
The video's.
But there is one thing I am confident OJ did. And I'll say it again. Khloe Kardashian's dad is OJ.
Khloe Kardashian's dad.
And I'm running with this.
I've never thought that before in my life, but
I have no evidence behind this. I'm not a fan.
I'm not in the firm camp that you're wrong.
I'm just honestly going off of just pure ignorance and what I see in terms of the face and how just dark-skinned Khloe's baby is. I'm like, dang, that baby kind of looks like OJ. What does baby Khloe look like? Damn, that baby looks like, that don't look like Robert. That shit don't look like Robert.
Shit, pre-surgery Khloe looks like a fucking fullback herself.
That's what I'm saying.
Robert didn't have the shoulders. Okay. Robert didn't have the shoulders.
Yeah, that jawline. There's something going different on with that jawline.
The jawline, too.
This is the ultimate conspiracy. This is better than the murder conspiracy.
Match up the jawlines. I'm telling you.
I bet there will be. I think it lines up with my theory about the Kardashians in general and about what happens when you begin to become sexually involved with a Kardashian. It just spirals your life.
You die.
You want to.
Get out. It's a movie. Get out.
Look at everybody. Look at everybody. Arguably OJ, which actually keep OJ to the side. Lamar Odom was, you know, Lamar Odom's story. Lamar got with Khloe, dangerously addicted to crack. Left Khloe, got clean, went back to Khloe now that he was clean, got back on the crack and almost OD'd in a brothel.
Chris Humphrey's career is pretty much over.
Chris Humphrey's career was over. You see how crazy Kanye is right now. James Harden got with Khloe and just tanked until he broke up and became MVP.
Timing's crazy.
I'm missing somebody else huge.
There's hella people.
There's Kanye. Hella people.
Yeah, God, that's what I'm saying.
Kanye is the best example. Other than OJ, obviously. I think it lines right up. You, I don't know what it is, but you get with Kardashians and lose your fucking mind. Tyga.
Tyga. Look how good Tyga is this year, bro. Tyga came back after all of those times of redshirting Kylie when she was underage. That's hella foul, but he did it.
And the whole time that his career tanked was when he was with Kylie.
That's crazy.
He was caught. He was caught with the pre-op transsexual girl and getting caught on that black flag.
Cite your sources.
Oh, that Tyga fucked that one transgender hooker? I know what you're talking about.
Pre-op, because there was DM pictures, and there's pictures and screenshots of DMs and shit like that, and the pre-op girl, I'll call a girl because she identifies as a girl.
He was cheating on Kylie with that.
Son, she was sending him dick pics. Mm. Think about that.
I am, and I don't want to.
Right, maybe we should transition off of this. Thank you for letting us sprinkle our 5 minutes of ignorance in.
Bottom line.
We gotta get our shit off.
Bottom line, I still think OJ did it.
You got your sports reference in. If I was listening to this podcast, I would have skipped past that section.
That was Bradley Sports. You got no tolerance for sports.
You know, no, actually, I love sports. I was an athlete in high school, and I feel I've always been pretty active. Like, I've always been active.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't care what other people think.
Also, sports are relatively insignificant to the things that we need to accomplish as, like, humanity. They just teach us things and their stories, but it doesn't actually equate to anything, like, directly.
Yeah.
Whoa. Why would anybody care what other people think about sports? Now I'm thinking about it. Sports is interesting as fuck to watch, but like it's not like it's like Game
people
of Thrones.
People should be expected to care. Like even like Game of Thrones, it's not the same level. Yeah.
No, that's because crazy. You it's not something you could dig deeper into. Like what you saw happen is exactly what happened. You can't. It's not like yeah. Huh.
There's no conspiracy to it unless we're talking about like Deflategate. No, the better team won. That's all there is to it. Like if you won, you're the better team. Yeah, but what else can you tell me? Like, I know.
No, nothing else. And that's
the whole thing.
That's, I guess, why it's okay to not care about sports, or most people should actually be expected to not care about sports. I've just never had that realization.
I never had to know either.
Yeah.
says the owner of two prominent sports podcasts. Right.
I like to watch. I'll watch in real time, but that's about it. Baseball's for the birds.
Being at baseball games is fun for me, but I don't watch the sport.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you on that. The baseball is...
It's so boring. Ah. And, like, you can have people, like, come in for you and run, so you don't have to run. Like, what the hell?
That's the fattest shit ever, bro. You could be considered one of the best athletes in the world and opt out of running, what, 20 yards?
Yeah, what in the hell is that about? Are you kidding me?
Big Poppy is one of the best athletes in the world.
Right? His name is literally Big Poppy. That does not sound athletic to me at all.
And he makes no effort at getting rid of that belly. None at all.
Exactly.
Fuck you, bro. I don't gotta run.
I'm Poppy. I don't run out the bodega. I stay there and I order a fucking chopped cheese.
And he does.
Can't.
That's beautiful.
That's wild.
That is funny. That's
like
funny.
You're an athlete, but you're just gonna go sit.
And get paid hundreds of millions of dollars.
The most. They get paid the most.
That could be going to better places.
Yeah, we could fund free healthcare with all the things. There you go. I found it. We solved it. You're welcome. We did it. I keep telling you, Dylan,
it's impossible. That could be the solution. We'll never get it.
Oh my god, bro.
Johnny, you haven't seen Game of Thrones. In case you forgot, Queen of the Andals, Breaking with Chains,
Unburnt.
Mother of Dragons. She what? Oh, man, she came with some Unburnt. The Khaleesi. Man, what she? She gains more too.
Don't tell him all.
She has like goddamn. Like, damn, I'm competing with Daenerys.
No.
He'll learn to learn it.
Hopefully, I don't know.
You'll learn to learn.
I feel like I've seen this show already.
You're gonna love Game of Thrones so much.
So many people talk about it. Like even when I see shit happen, like I bet you once I get to the Red Wedding episode, I'll just be like, ah, damn, I already knew that happened. Just because I heard.
No, you won't. I said the same thing, bro, because I got on maybe around, like, season 4 or 5 where, like, it happened, I think. I mean, I'm not going to tell you when it happened, but knowing it happened, I saw it before, and I watched Game of Thrones over again, and it still surprised me. I yelled. I said, oh, shit. I did, right? But everybody thought I was, like, choking in my dorm room or something. I was like, oh, shit.
I've only been like that with one show, and that was Breaking Bad.
Oh, my
so great.
Couldn't get into Breaking Bad.
I had watched it beginning.
Breaking Bad is great.
Like, as it was on TV,
Oh really?
Yeah, because this was the end of me watching TV. Like this is before like, the internet was really taken off with streaming. Like Netflix hadn't reached the Netflix and chill stage yet. Like you know what I mean? Where everybody was using it all the time. Mm-hmm. So like back then, people had like TV shows real for real. Like everybody has Game of Thrones now, and that's what arguably like could make it the GOAT TV show. Even though I've never seen it, Breaking Bad was up there. Like
it's Breaking Bad's up there. Breaking Bad's up there.
It's
Breaking
a slow
still,
first.
Breaking Bad's still up there.
Though. Like I'll admit that if you're not into just like everything that's happening behind the scenes, if you're not psychoanalyzing every episode off the rip, it's difficult to get into the first two seasons. It's, and then, oh my god, three onwards.
Game of Thrones is even more that way. Like the first two episodes of Game of Thrones is like, yo, what the fuck is going on? I can't. It can be hard to get into because like you, they throw you right into it and you don't know what the fuck's going on. Everybody's names are weird. You don't know who's who.
Yeah, that was hard. It's hard to get into. Sending name messages. I'm like, who?
I mean,
is
you
this
know,
why
Breaking
is this
Bad.
Happening? What are these, like? Who are these people? Now, I mean, I still have equally as many questions now, but they're like more informed questions.
Which you should have at this point.
You really don't get a grasp. At least for me, I was still like probably close to the end of season one where I was like, okay, I'm getting this.
That's probably more than most people, honestly. It's the cinematography is so far better than anything, literally. I'm not even exaggerating, literally anything ever. Especially on television.
I agree with that to the point where I don't think this is a spoiler at all, but there's just a Starbucks cup randomly in a Game of Thrones episode. People had theories.
Okay, yeah. There's other things, though, that I have questions about. Things that happen. Like, they refer to time, like, in hours. And, like, was that the thing then? Was hours a thing?
We got dragons and incest, and y'all want to talk about hours?
No, I'm just... there's just subtle things.
So, time in Game of Thrones is time in Game of Thrones is so all over the place.
Oh, like, they it's come so up with their own, like, measurements of time and then just ignore them?
No, there is no
well,
real measurement.
Well, sometimes it's a fortnight, and sometimes it's an hour, so, like...
Sometimes it's a whole year, and you don't even know how much time.
No, it's so confusing.
You really don't. Within the episode, like, there's one scene and something's happened, another scene, and the nigga has like a long ass beard.
And I feel like,
what the fuck just happened? And apparently, a year has passed. You know,
I might be the only one that thinks this. Years. But honestly, to me, like, Brayan is the only person that seems like he's aging at all. Everyone else stays looking about the same.
Sansa should look a lot different. If you look back and look how she looked the rest of season 1.
Maybe a little bit.
That's go back and see how she looks season 1. She looks a bit different. And you're going to see the rest of them kind of age a bit more than these next two seasons.
I hope so.
As far as like John.
Yeah, I guess she does look older than she did season 1. I can't Google anything. I'm going to go down.
No, you got to stay off Google. So
yeah.
Don't do that. No, you're going to ruin everything.
It is. I ruined stuff for myself. I know I'm going to do it, and then I do it anyway.
Yeah. Ooh.
People gravitate towards media.
My downfall.
What are your top series right now? What are you thinking?
TV show?
Yeah. Just all time.
I don't really watch. Can I be honest with y'all? I think I was talking to Nate about this earlier, and I tell my friends here, like in Austin, this all the time. I'm really an old man. Like, I don't even watch TV no more. Yeah, I'll usually just be listening to podcasts and, like, trying to go about my day, or I'll read a book. Like, when I was telling you, Dylan, that I was dead ass, like, and would only consider watching the show after the last book comes out, like, I'm gonna read the book. Like, I'm gonna be a nerd. Like,
yeah.
There were moments, even when Harry Potter was coming out, where I was always ahead because I read the books before, and then I
read
watched
Harry Potter books.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because, like, my parents would always drop me off at the library, like, whenever both of them had to go to work or some shit. But I really just do, I just do old man things. Like, I cannot explain it. I don't watch TV like that. If I had to mention some shows where I've kept up with, like, all the latest episodes and stuff that have come out. Black Mirror, obviously, that's, like, a clusterfuck. I like it because I like TV shows where, like, even an episode, you can just, like, sit and, like, you have to pause and think about everything that happened.
Game of Thrones!
Which sounds like Game of Thrones, which totally sounds like Game of Thrones. I will make it, listen, that's a very valid point, but...
Game of Thrones.
Black Mirror is a show that I feel like does that because each individual episode is, like, crazy, like, just as a standalone, like, it could be its own movie. The first season of True Detective,
first
I think,
True
was an all-time
great.
Just season for a deep...
Woody Harrelson,
yeah,
with
Woody Harrelson and
Matthew
McConaughey.
Hey,
yeah, that's... I don't think you should watch any other season of True Detective.
Do you not like the third one?
First season's an all-time great. I've heard it's very good.
Same. The second one...
I've heard it's very good. I heard it's closer to the first
the second
season
one
than
is
the second.
Little
second so. Yeah, and for those who don't know what True Detective is, every season is a completely different show. But they're all like intense true crimes. Like they're not horror movies, but they're like psychological thrillers. Like I wouldn't the same way I wouldn't consider Silence of the Lambs like a horror movie. Like thriller, I would consider it a thriller.
I would say even more than that. Yeah, True Detective. I think True Detective is more of a cop show than a horror thriller.
It's a beautiful mix of true crime TV and it being a thriller, and that's what makes at least the first season just so great and such a standout in my mind. Rick and Morty, obviously. I just love Rick and Morty.
Oh my god, no. My boyfriend was just telling me about that show. And it's just... It's just a wild... It's like a cartoon for grown-ups.
Yeah.
What?
That's the best ones. Those are the best ones.
I love it.
You can do so much animation, man. That's why I'm a huge anime head.
He was just...
And the deep, like, philosophy that they'll go into. Like, if you sit back and, like, just think of what happens in an episode, you're just like, wow, that is... a mental clusterfuck. Like,
it is.
You can take any...
He told me about an episode where, like, basically, he like, made the dogs really smart and the dogs took over the humans.
That's, like, the first episode.
Exactly.
It's, like, the first episode.
Planet of the Apes.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
With a twist, the end of the episode is pretty good, too. I would recommend watching at least an episode just to get your mind blown.
I gotta get through Game of Thrones before I think about anything.
Oh, true.
You gotta get through the bar. You gotta get through
the
bar.
And the bar exam.
I got priorities, man. Game of Thrones.
Yeah. The bar exam. I forgot about that.
There's that, too.
I have nightmares about it. I could not forget about it.
I have nightmares about it. I'm nowhere near taking it.
Oh, I really do have nightmares about it. I kid you not.
I don't know you. It sounds stressful.
Wake up in the middle of the night and be like, it'll be like I had a dream that I forgot my exam ticket or like my computer stopped working. Like, it's awful. Like it can't leave me.
But weirdly enough, let that like drive you to study, and then you'll end up getting the best results ever. Like, usually, whenever I've seen or just talk to people who are like always scared of a certain exam or just like always not scared but paranoid about it, they end up just doing the best.
It's crazy what the fear of failure is.
I mean, I'm scared, but I recently, this is gonna maybe sound crazy, but I've been into this thing that I saw people talking on YouTube called scripting. So kind of like journaling, but you write things the way you want them to be,
like a vision board,
not the way they are. Yeah. And like literally every single day I write in my like little journal. I will pass the bar exam.
That's good.
But like I will it into existence.
That's what's up. LeVar Ball.
I mean, I'm gonna study.
Don't only start writing. I will pass the bar exam. And show up. Yeah. That is a crazy person.
Yeah.
I will pass the bar.
I feel like a crazy person sometimes.
You gotta be crazy if you want to succeed at the high level, though. That's what I've realized. For certain people.
Yeah.
Nah, all people.
No, yeah. I think all people.
I think all of the most successful people are crazy.
Oh, for sure. Like, there's something wrong in your brain.
Yeah, to make you do that all the
time.
To want to be people.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, it's kind of like torturing yourself in a way. Because, like, you are, in my opinion at least, I'm like always comparing myself to other people. And like, I'm not, mentally I get myself down to like, I'm not smart enough, like I can't even do this, why did I even do this, why in the world did I do this to myself? And then I'm like, okay, breathe, calm down, it's fine. Stupid people pass the bar exam every year. It's fine.
Stupid people. I love it, that's the way you justify this.
Yeah. Seriously, no, I know attorneys that are dumber than a box of rocks, and I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it.
But that shouldn't justify you feeling like you should be able to pass it, is what I'm saying. Believe in yourself.
I'm very self-deprecating, but at the same time, I really believe in myself or I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I'm a Donald Trump in that way. Like, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think I should.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's confidence. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that's weird that you mentioned that too, because I feel like the moments where I've been the most self-deprecating, it's been the moments I've achieved the most.
Yeah.
Like when I talk, if I wake up in the mirror and I just talk shit to myself, like, yo, like, we're in so much fucking trouble. You've been fucking up so much. Like, if we don't study tonight or, like, get this code out or, like, whatever, like, yo, this is the day. Like, we gotta fucking pull it together. I end up pulling it together.
Yeah, me too, every time. And I'm a procrastinator, so it's really, really bad. Because I'll be like, I've got it done every time before. It'll be fine. And then it's always been fine. That's the problem.
Exactly. It's just like we're enforcing it.
When is it going to stop? Sometime it's not going to be fine and it's going to be really bad.
That's how I almost felt out of college. Yeah. It's exactly how.
But see, you didn't. But you didn't,
exactly.
Mate. So keep going.
See, you were just reinforcing that behavior because you didn't fail out.
Well, I had to change it.
Now you can do anything.
Now I'm right back to that bullshit.
Exactly, and you will be for the rest of your life because of it.
I like that though.
And so will I.
So,
hey, but that's
like, some people just function the best that way, and I've accepted it. It is who I am. I'm never gonna change.
Yeah, that's the beauty of like the human experience in general. Things that just don't make sense to you personally will work super well for somebody else. Like even going back to the whole cheating thing. Like, even if I tried to ask for extended time and I got it at Rose, I'd be the first person who would get caught cheating and I would make it, I would ruin it for everybody. Like, I would be that guy just because it's my life and I, like, life is always against me. Like, the odds are always against me. So, like, I better not even risk it.
I understand that mindset or how you can get in that mindset.
I'm a risk taker in that way. I'm not like, oh, if I mess it up, it's going to ruin it for everyone. Well, if that happens, too bad for
too
everyone
too fucking
else.
Bad. Figure it out.
You're welcome, I ruined it for you.
Made you better.
Yeah. Now you don't have to.
Now you don't have to worry about it. Took that burden off your shoulders.
Exactly. You're doing other people a favor, really.
I wish that would work like that. Hey, you're the person who got cheating who ruined it
for
everybody.
You're my hero.
You're my hero. Thanks
you're
for stepping up.
Successful.
Like, nah, they're going to be like, fuck you. My grades are bad because
of you. No, my grades are bad because of you, but that's okay. I think you have to be like one of those people, right? You just have to understand that it's because of you. You're also high achieving, but you also understand that your failure is because of you, right?
People are protective of their confidence. You say, is it? That's how you grow. That's the only way you grow. If you want to.
I feel like, though, I was just telling someone about this, is that, like, I feel like I learn more from my failures, things that I mess up on. And, like, on the smallest scale, me, like, doing these practice questions for the bar exam, the ones I get right, I'm like, okay, got it right, whatever, I don't think about it anymore. But when I get it wrong, then I really have to process it and think about it. And then I'm not going to get it wrong again because I just sit and think about it. And I think, just like, that's just life. That's just a small-scale example. But that's life.
Yeah, in a weird way, you can, once you take a step back and are distant from that failure, failure does definitely grow people, for sure.
Yeah, it has to.
And it also makes us just, like, more human. Like, when people, like, go through adversity, even if I'm a witness to that person's adversity, just to see that whole lesson and, like, cause and effect play out, like, everybody gets something from that. Which is why I fucking hate when people just get very good results and do, like, little work in life. Because it's just like, damn, you didn't even earn this. You didn't even earn, like, what you're being able to do or whatever.
My brother is like that. He's one of those people, and it pisses me off every day. He's just naturally, he's just a genius. Like, naturally, he's the smartest.
Yeah,
he's
it's so annoying.
Oh, my God. I never saw him open a book, and he scored in, like, the 99th percentile on his SATs. Never seen him open a book. I'm like,
you over trying so hard.
Yes.
He is
still in school. He has a job. He makes way more money than I'm ever gonna make. I've been in school for basically my whole life. I'm up to my eyeballs in debt.
Wait, he's in school and he has a job that pays more than all of us.
Yes.
Damn.
Because the company he works for, it's like a mining company kind of, and he's just so smart that he basically runs the company. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he's so arrogant too.
Good.
Oh my God, it makes me so mad, because I'm like, okay, I spent my entire life studying, and I'm like, for me to get good grades, I have to work so hard. For him, he's just like, he just knows. This is a perfect example. You know, this is a great example of that. So the company he worked for, they would fly drones over, and you have to pass, like, a commercial pilot's test to fly the drones. There was a guy that worked for the company, Firmrose. I don't know his name, but I could probably find out if you were interested. He studied for that test for 2 months, and he failed it. My brother studied for 2 days, and he got, like, a 97.
Wild.
That's life, though.
That's just a perfect
life, though. You can't get wrapped up in that type of shit. Just worry about what's going to get you to where you want to be. And don't worry about how anybody else got there, because you're just going to make yourself upset. Because life ain't going to be fair. No matter how much you...
I just ask him to hire... If he can hire me.
Worry. Ask him to hire me.
I mean, people go through different adversity in life. Like, I always say this about, like, you know, really, really rich people. Like, the people that I know that are the most depressed are the people that I know that are the richest. Like, which is interesting. Like, and I see this happen to, like, celebrity and, like, people who are really famous or really rich all the time. Like, they end up being, like, very, very either narrow-minded about, you know, a lot of things that are happening in the world because they're so detached, or, and that ignorance will, like, lead them to, like, you know, some form of emotional failure, or they're just, like, not even fully human anymore because they've just been able to pass through so much shit. Like, they feel this distance between them and other people. It makes them less relatable and stuff like that, and that can cause, like, real intense, like, emotional detachment, depression and stuff like that. And, like, people will end up being, like, triggered off of, like, very little shit, and they're typically very, very successful human beings by, like, what you see on the surface. So I feel like, you know, life will always test somebody at some time, but it's just different. But still, fuck all of them successful.
Fuck all of them.
As we all try.
Right. Hey, fuck all y'all.
Right. Yeah, but teach me.
I'll make it to them.
Teach me, but fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. We're all getting there, guys.
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
We'll be there. And we're going to look back at this and be like, oh, that's funny. Because now we're those people. Because
now we're what we
want to be. Oh, I can't wait until I sell out. Ooh, I can't wait until I sell out, baby.
You can retire or something. Just chill. Look back at your life.
Dude, I'm trying to own property in different countries, man. that's the goal someday. Is to like have a house here and then I have a house someplace else, like outside of the US.
You could buy it.
Yeah, man, I got dreams.
Let me just settle this for you right now. Just buy a house in a poor country.
Exactly. I could get it popping in Venezuela right
now. $17. Oh my God. Shut up. $17. Good. That's about the going rate for a house in Venezuela.
Really, it might be.
As long as Maduro doesn't take it over.
Oh my God. I don't even know that U.S. citizens are allowed to go there right now.
Don't think so.
Nah, yeah, because there's like a coup happening. There's two governments that's supposed to only be one government. There's literally two guys right now just being like, yo, I'm the head
of the
country.
You want to know why? Communism.
True. That's what led to that. I mean, that's what happened during the 80s and the 90s. That's
true. That's what they are right now. Sorry.
It's dangerous because it was socialism that led to dictatorship. Yeah. Like, the dictatorship is what fucked them, but socialism is what caused it.
It's a gateway drug.
Left the door open for that shit.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way of describing it. It's a gateway drug. Like, it's like, it is. It's like weed, I guess. Like, if you could just handle weed, then, like, maybe.
Yeah, that's just the air is great.
You're gonna be more likely to try some other shit.
I don't know anyone that smokes weed that hasn't dipped in other things.
Exactly, it's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Just like socialism.
Exactly. And this is why we shall not vote for Bernie Sanders.
If Bernie Sanders bribes me, I'm gonna vote for him, Dylan. And you can't be
if anybody bribes me, I'm gonna vote for
him. I don't want you to be mad at me when that happens.
You all couldn't see it, but that was the heaviest eye roll of my life. And
listen, at least I'm being transparent now.
Oh, now the
he just no, he just said he can't wait to sell out. Why are you surprised? That's the goal.
You're right.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You wanted transparency.
I'll have all the morals in the world.
You wanted transparency. Until I get a check. You're right. I said this before we started recording that, like, most people don't have morals, so.
They're flexible.
Yeah, I think I fully will admit that morality, at least for me, is extremely fluid. Like, I think it's really based off of my environment. I'm capable of doing anything at any time. And because of that, I gotta watch out. I at least gotta be aware.
Yeah, I keep checking yourself.
Yeah, always.
Right now, for the bar exam, they basically open an investigation on you, like, with a private investigator, so I'm not going to say anything about my morality other than it's of the utmost perfect morality that exists.
Top notch. Not flexible at all.
Yeah.
Rigid.
Just in case my investigator's listening to this right now.
Yeah, on behalf of Dylan, I would like to say this is a woman of outstanding character.
Yeah.
I believe that her qualities and ability to assess situations in real time is
she is the moral standard.
They're gonna see I have like 15 speeding tickets and know that's all.
15 speeding tickets sounds like my speed.
I don't have 15, but it's a lot.
Your speed is 15 speeding tickets? That's crazy.
You have to disclose basically everything.
I know.
It's horrifying.
I went through that with a security clearance.
That's terrifying.
They're probably going to find out that I used my cousin's MySpace in fifth grade.
Oh, I'll probably get it.
They'll be like, you can't be a lawyer now.
I'm gonna get
your theme song was trashed there on goes your cousin's dreams. MySpace.
I'm getting dissed.
I can't believe you fucked with My Chemical Romance.
There it goes. All right, the door. Tom took it with him.
If I could have only told my 15. How old was I in sixth grade?
10.
9.
You're 10.
10. Told him.
And we were out here roasting 16-year-olds for the same shit.
When I was 10, I wanted to be a dolphin trainer. I wasn't worried about this shit.
Doug,
I still think 10-year-olds still want to be dolphin trainers, but they're just also depressed.
but they're just also depressed. How can you want to be a dolphin trainer and be depressed? That's a crazy combination.
Dude, you can't relate to humans anymore, so you can only talk to dolphins. It's possible. Listen, I'm telling you, there's kids out here. All them little kids right now, bro, they're running around. They're off of human shit. I was telling somebody this the other day, because, like, I was thinking about just, like, you know, progressivism. Like, it always evolves more. Like, we achieve something over time, like, we'll obtain more rights. And then, because we obtain more rights, people will just want more shit. So I'm like, yo, people are going to be off of humans in a while. Like,
wow.
I'm telling you, like, kids my age, like, are not even going to be like, yo, I don't even fuck with humans anymore, bro. I'm banging out here with these frogs. Like, and frogs might be able to talk with artificial intelligence. Like, this shit could get crazy, bro.
Honestly, you're going a little far with, like, the frog thing. But I will say, just, like, to that whole point, is, like, I don't like to humans. Like, I don't like kids. I don't really want kids. If I never had kids, that would be fine. But my dog,
There we
my
are.
Dog here
we
go. Is like my
it
child.
Starts with her. It starts with this.
Right?
It starts with this.
Exactly. If dogs could talk, girls aren't talking to guys
anymore. Oh,
like, it's a wrap for all guys everywhere. Puppies are winning. Puppies are beating us.
It still might be a wrap for guys everywhere. And dogs can't talk. They're winning.
It is, because, you know, I sing all the praises in the world about my boyfriend now, but, like, whenever he's here, my dog also will sleep in the bed with me, and I'm like, I'm not kicking him out. He sleeps here. This is his bed.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, it's a slippery. It's the gateway drug.
Exactly. It's the
gateway
drug. Dogs are the gateway drug to no human contact.
I have seen that with so many older women that I've dated. That is crazy that you mentioned that. Every 29-year-old woman that I know right now is just like, I want to be more social. I want to go out more. I want to be able to give my heart to a man. And I'll be like, I bet. Let's run it, even though I'm younger. And they'll be like, but my dog comes first. I'm like, dang.
That's why you
That's
why you never commit to a girl.
You gotta get right with the dog.
Son,
you get right
with the girl. Never commit to a girl with a dog unless the dog's at least 12 years old. That's my motto.
Does your lady have a dog?
This is gonna be fucked up, but I got with my girl when her dog was 13 years old.
Oh my god.
Dog died just 6 months into relationship. And guess who was there to save it? Your
oh
boy.
Oh my god.
Look,
you in there.
Look at
you in there, King.
Emotion connected
just
us to. I was here for her pain when her dog wasn't. What? Look who's here.
You were here for her pain?
Well, she's gonna keep you forever. Forever.
Until she gets her dog. I know how the game goes.
Yeah, we already talked about that. You're gonna get kicked off the roster.
Get kicked off the roster. I had a good career.
I know about the roster.
I love it.
I'm gonna take that little bit of information and go a mile with it. Thank you,
though. Not that deep, though.
No, but I didn't even know that existed. And that's just a fact. I didn't know. So, like, now.
This is why you need a girls podcast.
Listen, I'm glad you're here to start the
There's
movie.
So many secrets. So many secrets.
Yeah, listen, this is a network about, inclusion, diversity of opinion. Don't ever get it fucked up because it's mostly just niggas. It's exclusively niggas.
Ignorant niggas, to be specific.
Ignorant niggas in
jail.
Yeah. Apparently, you guys, I have a boy's name. It's
Dylan. With one Y and like
yeah,
two
we're gonna call you Dylan now.
Oh my god. Dylan. If I had a dollar for every time someone called me that.
Dylan.
Yeah, it's gotta be a thing.
I wouldn't be studying for the bar exam if I had a dollar for every time I heard that. That's all I have to say.
Do you know the reference?
Some movie. Have you ever seen it? No.
It's from making the band, so kind of reality show type thing about terrible rappers that wanted to make it. There's a rapper on them named Dylan.
It's a pop culture reference. You should be glad you don't.
You should be. You should be.
It's fine.
Yeah. I've seen too many things.
Oh my god.
With that being said, we gonna wrap this one up. You know what I'm saying? This has been a phenomenal episode. I'm already so hyped. This is probably the best episode we've come out with. I love the energy from this. We hope we can keep it going. I don't know, when we're recording this, what the date is, what the time is right now, but I'm gonna probably drop this in a month from now because I'll be hella lazy with my releases this day. But we gonna get it out and we gonna keep this content going. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Stay Tuned. I love y'all.